Blog Talk Radio.
Job and they didn't want me to own a home.
And I thought, oh, they're so jealous, or they're bad people. Then I realized it was because of what I look like, and I couldn't believe it. But on the other side of the coin, being a minority, other minorities I experienced, they thought I, because of the way I act, I was a sellout, and I was, I shouldn't succeed. And that's not fair, because that was reverse discrimination. That's prejudice in itself. But this is not, but the discrimination that I experience happens in a dual situation. I see it both sides. And you know what? There's a lot of people who do not discriminate regardless of color. A lot of whites, blacks, etc., who do not discriminate. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about that there are a few bad apples who are in powerful positions or in everyday life who have a tendency to discriminate. A lot of minorities, whether you're gay, whether you're a woman, a colored person, Latino, black, or whether you're elderly sometimes. Yeah, even, you know, even poor, rich standards, there's discrimination. There's even discrimination of age. So there's so much. There's so much out there that is awful. And I know that some of the hardships that I experienced with some people, it definitely had to do with their stereotypes. I realize that I have to be very careful who I hang out with. Cause I want to hang out with people who know that it's the 21st century. This is something we shouldn't be talking about this at this age. But unfortunately, when you hear it on the news and you hear it in cities, you see it every day. But I don't see it from a distance. I see it directly. And I have to be very careful how I act, because I can get caught up in those stereotypes. But I'm very open-minded. I will call myself very progressive, very liberal. I am open-minded. I like all kinds of people, regardless of color and creed. But I had some bad experiences that get me caught up in those stereotypes. But I never will never discriminate directly to anybody. And I have to be careful, because that's how where it begins, you know, for some people. But there are a lot of people, good and bad, in every type of individual, in every type of religion, sexual orientation, gender, etc., etc., etc. It's good and bad in everybody, and I know that. Bad in everything. But some of the problems that I'm having with succeeding in, you know, employment and education, some of the, you know, the effects of disappointments, lifestyles, in terms of succeeding, trying to succeed to the next level, to where I can become, you know, what's the word that they call that, you know, financially secure, because education, if you have the more education you get, the better chance you have, you'll rise up the ladder and get a very good job. Unfortunately for me, I have not experienced that yet. Hopefully I will. But I do know that some of it has to do with stereotypes and discrimination. And I cannot believe that I experienced it in the 21st century. But whatever stereotype, and stereotypes also include disabled too. They see a disabled person trying to succeed, they want to hinder that person, he or she, a woman or a gay person or a Jewish person or etc. It happens. And there's some very good people who will never discriminate, who are white men or black men or whatever. Those are people who I'm not talking about, as I repeat. I'm just talking about those who do discriminate. So my theme is that to rise above it is just to continue and to strive and never give up, because that is the point. Don't take someone's dream away. Dreams happen. But regardless of status or background, there are people who are just basically jealous. They're jealous of whether or not you're discriminated. They just don't want to see someone succeed. They don't want to see someone go to the next level. And a theme is in that situation is that when someone succeeds, it helps everybody because it inspires other people to go for their dreams. When you take someone or try to take someone's dream, you're hurting yourself. There's really nothing to be, as I realized, to be jealous about because the other side of the story is that we're all different people. We got different shoes. We come from different backgrounds. We're individualistic. That person has talent that we may, admire, but that person can have a lot of other problems that we wouldn't want. The grass is not greener on the other side. I when I was young, I used to think, God, they have all the friends and they have all the popularity. They get all the awards. They have it all. Then I realized the grass is not greener on the other side because I did see that some of the people that I came across who I thought was way, very, very successful turned out to be having a lot of problems, alcohol, drugs, people. Some of them even went into prison. I don't like that's not. Then I realized, you know, as young as I was, why was I thinking, just be happy where I'm at, you know. But even if they wasn't, there are some people who became successful and didn't fall. It doesn't matter. We're all different. We all have different shoes. Karma, destiny is individualistic. While we're all the same, human beings-wise, we are all different. But since we're the human race and we're 100%, 99.9% the same, why do we discriminate? It's been proven scientifically. But the truth is that people still do. And the sad thing is that we get into a kind of situation, for me, where, and I see it with, I observe other people where they think if something happens, a big event happens, then it's the effect of it is happening everywhere, and that's not true. For example, Barack Obama becoming president will not end discrimination toward minorities, regardless of race, gender, or status, or whatever, age, or whatever it is. It's just because he got president, that's a step toward where we can all see individuals for their abilities and not for what they look like. That's an important thing. But there's still a lot of this stuff going on. People's old-fashioned attitudes that they have for years are still going on. And people think that, okay, so that happened, so everything's better now. We don't need programs and all those civil rights laws that we had made in the 60s. We do need those civil rights laws in the 60s. We need to continue because it's still discrimination regardless. I mean, it's just terrible. People are people, but some people are ignorant. The way to deal with discrimination is to just deal with it as a limitation that can't be overcome by, or I wouldn't say limitation, an obstacle. Limitation is not a word to describe it. It's an obstacle to be overcome by just not giving up on whatever dream you have and continue whatever status you are in. It's really sad because the discrimination happens in so many forms, even among minorities, blacks and discriminating against blacks and gays and women, etc. It really has to be dealt with and eradicated. And I will admit that because of my bad experiences, I am dealing with it myself. I am very, very liberal. Always will be. I mean, I've been a member of the Democratic Party for a long time, I am very, very, very blue, as you can describe it in terms of the colors of political parties. But even as an individual, I had to deal with situations. And while they were good reasons, it still is a problem living in today society. And you know what? Dreams are meant to happen. Don't take someone's dreams away. I mean, I'm living where I'm trying to make sure I don't have a broken dream. A dream is to be a doctor, a lawyer, or a business person, a teacher, a singer, an actor, a plumber, or whatever it is that that person wants to be. Let them give them, or at least give them a chance, because we all got to make the effort to do it. Let that door open, because it will help a lot of people. The earth will be more blessed and increase its potential to be a society where we can live, where we can really be free, and all that stuff in the past can become more and more more a part of history and not a part of everyday occurrence. But it takes a lot of hard work. We need to work on ourselves, and I think eventually the status of mankind will reach that potential. And as we could go further, we are learning more about ourselves. And the theme of discrimination is fear, in a lot of cases, ignorance, lack of education, and it happens regardless of status or gender or social standing. There is age discrimination. There's discrimination on a lot of, I mean, they even have discrimination, Irish versus Catholics. I mean, it's really terrible. I mean, when I read the history books, I mean, and even today, I'm like, oh, I don't want to be around a Catholic. That's ridiculous. Religious discrimination should not be tolerated. But being a person that has a lot of obstacles already, a challenging life, from background and so on, and to experience that has been very painful. But I had to just do the best I can. And hopefully you can too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. And hopefully you will too. Because this is the 21st century. So, and things will get better. So don't give up on your dreams. And just do the best you can no matter what happens. I will do my part. And hopefully you do the best you can to do yours. You have a good night from Dark Knight.